original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Everything to raise your vibration. I'm your host, Davy Crockett, broadcasting from our beautiful spaceship in Sherman Oaks. What's going on, guys? As you know,
we're getting pretty real.
This is Real Boy Suck My Swing. Let the vibrations run through your veins, ladies and gentlemen. We're gonna start off the show with cause there's nothing like the music when it hits your veins. And there's nothing like the... I'm just playing around. What's going on today, guys? We got a wonderful show and an even more amazing guest. What's going on? Upcoming R&B artist. Wait until you hear the people that he has had the opportunity to play music with, to be in the studio with. Man, nobody else but the one, the only, Tanique Montgomery.
Yes.
How are you doing?
What's going on, LA?
Oh, man.
Pittsburgh, we're in the building.
Yeah. Pittsburgh is in the building.
Yes, indeed.
Pittsburgh is in the building. Well, Pittsburgh is awfully awesome today, man. Look at that. What a pleasure, man. Thank you so much, Tanique, for coming in the studio. Just to let all of you guys know, Tanique Montgomery, it's pretty amazing the things that that an individual can do when they set their mind to it. You know what I'm saying? Tanique Montgomery is a wonderful example of that. The reason why we have him on the show, not just because he's an amazing, phenomenal musician, but also because he is an inspiration to people. To show them that you can be supported by your highest excitement if you believe in yourself. And that, as you know, because obviously you're an avid listener of the Vibration Station, is what we broadcast. It's all about tuning into yourself, being more of who you are, following your highest excitement, following your passion, being in your joy, and being unconditionally supported by that. Along with Tanique, Brother Josh.
Hey, what's going on?
Thank you so much.
Radio. Hey, thank you so much for having me on the radio.
Always a pleasure, my man. And as everybody knows, the one, the only, Brother Skaya.
Brother Skaya.
How's it going?
Yeah.
Always good. Always got good vibrations from each and every person in the studio. We got a wonderful flow flowing around today. Can you feel the energy? Because I know I can. Listen up, guys. If you want to call in live on the air, you can do so. 323-203-0815. Once again, that's 323-203-0815. If you want to email me live on the air, I'll receive it. Dave's Vibration Station at gmail.com. Once again, that's davesvibrationstation@gmail.com.
Trust me, you are going to want to call in. This is a one-time deal. Tanique Montgomery on the radio right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely.
You got to check his music out on YouTube. What do we search for in the YouTube search bar, my man?
Just punch in my name, Tanique Montgomery.
Tanique Montgomery.
How do you spell that?
T-A-N-E-K Montgomery.
Done.
City in Alabama. M-O-N-T-G-O-M-E-R-Y.
Done.
Yeah.
And you know what? Perfect. If you just start to type in Tanique, it already comes up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. He's
Which
got
is
a lot of views, man.
Badass. We're gonna throw that out there. That's awesome, man. When you start, for listeners out there, if for people that don't post on YouTube or aren't trying to necessarily get heard or whatever, when you type something in YouTube and it just comes up, that is an accomplishment. That's not something that comes like easily. You know, like to type in like Tani, and then to just Tanique Montgomery, all the songs, that absolutely is an accomplishment. And that's also why we have him here, because he can accomplish that. And he's the man.
Absolutely.
Listen, guys, upcoming R&B artist. I'm sure if you haven't already heard him, you absolutely will today. We're not only going to be having the opportunity to listen to a little bit of his music, some of his jams, right?
Yes, sir.
But along with that, we're also going to be getting to know what kind of person Tanique Montgomery is, right?
Yes, sir.
Why are you in the studio? Well, I'll tell you why. Because you're an awesome man!
Sweet.
We're going to get straight to it. When did you first start singing, Tanique?
Excuse me. I had to be about maybe 4 or 5 years old.
Wow.
Just used to sing to different songs that would come on the radio, different genres of music, pop, rap, rock, R&B,
nice.
The old R&B songs.
Yeah.
And just really, really had a love, a passion for music.
Nice. Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So I'd have to say about 4 or 5 years old.
4 or 5 years old. Wow. Well, that's... That's quite a while. That's great, man. I mean, also something that I feel like if somebody starts doing something, obviously, at a younger age, you know what I'm saying? Like they have a keenness to it. They have this like it's almost like in their blueprint. Do you know what I'm?
Absolutely, it's in their DNA.
It's in their DNA, absolutely. And that's why you have that angelic voice. Do you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You guys, listeners are like, oh, you will hear it in a little bit, but. Let's get to know who he is first. I know. We can't shoot the gun without the ammunition. You know what I'm saying? So
right on.
But I remember one of the first things I learned to do when I was really young was rollerblade. And like I don't ever rollerblade. I think it's a little lame to do is like go rollerblade. But that's all good. I mean, it's cool. It's fun. And it's a good time. But I've only rolled like. If you give me rollerblades now, I can do it, no problem. Do you know what I mean? Because I did it when I was like 4.
Right.
And I've only done it a few times. You know what I mean? Like, but yeah, totally, man. You know, we actually got a caller on the air. I'm going to take this, and then we're going to get back to questions. What's going on? You're live on the air with the Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey. How can we help you? Hello. How you doing today? if you're having a little bit of trouble with the phone lines, please feel free to call back. I see you're trying to talk. That's okay. You know what? That happens. If you want to call back, you can do so. 323-203-0815, but you already know the number. That's 323-203-0815.
Can I ask Tanique a question?
No.
I'm going to ask Tanique a question. Because I'm dying to find out... Dude, if I were to go through your MP3 player, iPod, your iPhone,
don't do that.
And what type of music would I find on your phone, man? Anything embarrassing, you know?
Well, I don't really consider it an embarrassment.
All right. Badass, cool. Yeah.
Again, I have such an appreciation for all lanes of music. Just to name off a few that I'd already mentioned, pop, rap, rock, R&B. So you're liable to find just about anything in my iPad, my phone. One of my favorite songs that I used to sing in high school, and I used to have people cracking up.
Yeah, let's hear this.
Was the Crash Test Dummies song.
Oh, goodness.
And one verse, if I can remember, it's been so long ago. But one verse kind of went like, let me see. Once there was this girl who wouldn't take a shower with the girls in the change room, but then they finally made her. They saw birthmarks all over her body.
Yes.
And that is a new single. Montgomery.
That is what inspired Tanique to be such an awesome R&B singer.
Crash
today.
Test Dummies, big ups.
Birthmarks all over her body. Wow. That's what just sparked everything up.
That's funny, man.
From that point on, I hit the ground running.
That was just the seed, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, funny. But, man, that's funny. Okay. You do a whole bunch of shows. You do a whole bunch of venues around
yes.
LA, California.
Yeah.
But let's talk about something a little bit different. If we were to get concert tickets, you're going to perform like 20,000 people, huge auditorium. Who would you like to open for, though? Like something like that. Who
yeah.
would you really appreciate opening for?
Oh, man. One of my greatest inspirations, I would have to say, would probably be, and I know I mention him just about in every interview, my man, the lyrical genius himself, Tank.
Word.
I think the guy is, he's incredible.
Yeah.
His lyrical genius, Tim and Bob, the guys that produce some of his tracks, they're just phenomenal producers. Their music is penetrating, it's piercing, it really hits the core. Which is sort of the type of music that I'm into, the type of music that I like to listen to as well. So, excuse me, that would be one of the performers or artists that I would definitely be honored to open
That's
up.
That's awesome, man. And do you? I mean, I could definitely see that happening in the very near future.
Yeah,
I absolutely can see.
I actually had the privilege as well as pleasure of meeting him
really?
About a month ago at R&B Live. He had a birthday bash down there, and I actually sang one of his songs.
No way, man.
That's sick. It was an
exhilarating... In front of him?
In front of him.
Wow.
An exhilarating experience.
That's amazing, man.
I got to speak to him afterwards, and he gave me some really good pointers on the music world, and just let me know that, you know, in spite of the craft that I have
right.
and the desire that I have to fulfill my music, the dream of my music, he said it's a way of life.
Right.
You know, you can't wake up one morning and be out of it and the next day in it. You have to have a made up mind that this is what I want to do.
Yes.
So, words to live by.
Yeah.
Big ups to Tank.
That's cool,
man. Can we play a minute or so
absolutely.
Of one of Tanique's songs?
We'll play more than a minute or so.
More, yeah, of course. You know, the more the better. Loving You Better, right, Tanique?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Loving You Better. Let's go ahead and show the listeners how Tanique sounds.
Let's do
like.
It. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick listening moment. Really appreciate Tanique Montgomery, Loving You Better. We got him live in the studio. We are blessed enough to be sitting here and listening to this wonderful, wonderful music. Thank you, Tanique.
Thank you.
Tossing and turning, can't sleep. No one saying a word. It's nearly been a week since I last heard the voice of my girl saying to myself, how did I let my feelings get in the way? Saw the pain in her eyes. How could it be? I let my emotions get the best of me. When you're gone, I'm alone and can't even explain what went wrong. Whoa. Cause there's no such thing as a part-time lover. A part-time love is all I have for you. I'm sorry, I know it's not good enough, but there's no way of loving you better. Girl, you deserve things to be true, and I know you want a man who's committed to. I'm sorry, I know it's not good enough, but there's no way of loving you better. Set you free. Keep failing me. I hear your voice speak.
I love you.
Amazing that sound. Don't wanna get caught up in this thing that they call love. You don't have to let me wait, so don't anticipate.
I don't wanna let you down.
Cause there's no such thing as a part-time lover. Part-time love is all I have for you. I'm sorry, I know it's not good enough, but there's no way of loving you better. Girl, you deserve things to be true, and I know you want a man who's committed to. I'm sorry, I know it's not good enough, but there's no way of loving you better. My heart races, I'm running, trying to find a way set you free. Right in front of you,
then baby,
you see what it is I'm trying to do.
Baby, I think it's best for us to be
over. You deserve better. I love her. I never meant to hurt her. I'm sorry. It's over. You deserve better.
Wow.
That was awesome, man.
Thank you. That is amazing. I mean, number one, I don't believe I've ever had a male guest that can hit that range of vocalization like
those notes.
Whoa, Tanique. Wow. It's amazing, bro. You are blessed. Like listening to this and like being in the studio. It's one thing to be at home and to be listening to it on the air. It's another thing to be in the studio with the individual, with the gentleman himself. And wow, man, it is really mind-blowing. Super talented individual, man. We're super blessed. Tanique is super blessed to have the abilities that he does.
Right on.
Hey, Matt, are you going to be making a music video to this song?
Actually,
or what's going on?
Well, first, let me say I'm truly humbled with your kind words.
Well, oh, yeah, David.
We're only
the man.
Dude, we all are only speaking truth, man. It's right on. Absolutely. I wouldn't say it. Trust me, I wouldn't say it on the like that if I didn't mean it. I'd be like, that was good, man. Well, no, that's really
answer,
beautiful, man.
To answer Mr. Morgan's question, we actually are in the right in the middle,
nice.
Towards the conclusion of production on this video for Loving You Better.
Oh, so, wow,
and
this is gonna be exciting, man. I can't wait to see the,
wow. the guy who wrote up the treatment, Mr. Morgan himself. it's definitely the video will speak for itself.
Yes.
It tells the story.
Yeah.
If anybody couldn't explain that they couldn't love their girl any better, yeah. Perhaps you can use this video as a reference.
Oh, nice,
Josh,
man.
Josh definitely did his thing, and I salute him for that.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much.
I salute you too, Josh. You, as everybody also knows, obviously, JM Media, we at the Vibration Station are avid supporters of JM Media. And everything that has to do with it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, so the song that you guys just checked out, Loving You Better, Tanique Montgomery, JM Media, and Tanique are in the process, in the concluding final stages of production, in making a music video for the song that we just listened to.
It will be online by the end of next week, ladies.
It will be
gentlemen.
Online by the end of next week. Not only that, but we will have a link to it in the archives of Dave's Good Vibration Station. So anytime that you want to go back and listen to the show, you can click on a link next week when the video's released, and you'll see it for
hell yeah,
for the first time.
And Davy Crockett also has a music video out right now.
Absolutely. We're always supporting unconditional love, light, joy, happiness. That is what we do. Davy Crockett and the one, the only Subrhythms of the Parallel Universe, Skya Indigo.
Bless.
Yes, sir.
It's all about spreading a positive message through music, through art, through creativity. It is beautiful. Thank you, Brother Josh. Always feel free to go on YouTube. Check out Falling in the Sun. But type in Crockett JM Media, obviously. Listen up, guys. We got a caller on the air. Speak about a blessing. How you doing? This is Davey. We got you on the air. What can we help you with today?
Hey, guys. Hi, how are you?
How are you doing?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Yes, we can.
Good.
How you doing?
Good. Good.
Who are we speaking to today?
I'm sorry. This is Chris.
I knew it.
Chris? How you doing, Chris?
Can you hear me okay? Yeah. Good.
I can hear you, Chris. How you doing?
That music is amazing.
It absolutely is.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
It absolutely is, to start off.
My boy Tanique, you know, man.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's so funny because, you know, my mom used to work at this radio station in L.A.
Okay.
And she played old school soul. And she has, you know, air checks of her old work. And it sounds so much like the music that she shared with me.
Wow.
You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean...
And it was just amazing. I mean, it's old school, but it's different, you know? It's different from a lot of the music you hear today.
Absolutely.
So I think it's amazing.
I can say that again. You can say
that
again. Yeah. Absolutely. And Chris, that's, you know... That's part of the reason why we have him on the show. You'll definitely be hearing more of him. He's up and coming. Very well known in the R&B world, and also very well known on YouTube.
Yeah.
If you see how many views it has, it's pretty amazing. And they're in the process, as we were talking about, of JM Media and Tanique Montgomery are in the process, the final stages of production in their first video, Loving You Better,
mm-hmm.
right? That was the song we just listened to. But the thing that we love better, I was trying to be punny, I don't know. The thing that we love about this is the passion,
and
the passion that Mr. Montgomery has is mm-hmm. really not the kind of passion that you see in everybody's eyes and that you hear in everybody's music.
Mm.
And part of the reason why I think it's so important that you're here on the air today is I feel like there's a bunch of listeners that could feel like the passion. Do you know what I'm saying? Like when you speak, man, you speak with confidence. Do you know what I'm saying? You
Absolutely.
Speak with like
authority.
You know who you are.
Absolutely.
And that's what everybody else, right? That's the ultimate goal. Okay, stay true to oneself. You know what I'm saying? Like, obviously. It's very easy to lose oneself, right? We were talking about that and I think that, you know, Tanique is a wonderful example of how to find yourself through what you love. Really.
Yeah, you have no idea how it
and
feels.
I want to hear it, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, and I do hear it. And like Tanique, like what inspired you to just follow this, man? Like,
yeah,
you're just like,
well,
this is who I am, you know?
If I could address...
And it blows off you. Sorry to interrupt you. I'm sorry to interrupt you. It's just your energy, dude. You scream music. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
You do. And it's beautiful.
That's
it's a beautiful
huge.
Thing.
Well, first, I want to address something that she said.
Yeah.
And also acknowledge and tell her thank you for the appreciation. the fact that she was able to identify that my music kind of reminded her of a older version of R&B. And I think that's what R&B has gotten away from, because the R&B of 2012 is not the R&B of 1992. So the fact that you could identify with that as well as showing appreciation for it, I truly, truly, truly do appreciate that as well.
Thank you.
Just being able to pay tribute to the pioneers who have come before me. I can't forget, you never know where you're going, and I know this sounds kind of cliche, but you never know where you're going until you know where you came from.
Yeah.
So
that's right.
To all the pioneers, the Whispers, the late Luther Vandross, Barry White, Isley Brothers.
Mm-hmm. Some good names,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah,
some
the guys who names. Are really, really putting in the work, the blood, sweat, and tears to get this R&B thing out there.
Right.
I salute them as well, and I want to say thank you for showing the love and appreciation for the music that I give.
Mm.
Oh, you're welcome. I was listening to a song this morning that my mom had, and it was, I didn't even know the name of the group, but it was like, "You Got Me Hanging on a String, Y'all," and it sounded just like your stuff. I went, oh my God, he's so bringing back the old school sound.
Yes, ma'am.
With the little twist on it.
That's very cool.
You know?
Absolutely. Well, to answer
very cool.
Mr. Crockett's question, what finally made me drop what I was doing in the middle of what I was doing and
pursue
this thing full time. I had reached a point back in 2010 where I had realized that I tried everything else. I have a skill, a trade, which is CNC machining. I went to the Air Force to do electronics. And it just seemed like I was doing everything else other than what I was supposed to be doing.
Ooh, yeah.
In and out of the studio for about the last 10, 12 years, being that I was stationed out on the West Coast. I finished up at Las Vegas, Nevada, at Nellis Air Force Base.
Wow.
So I kind of frequented L.A. a lot and did a whole lot of work with my cousins down here. But still in the midst of that, 5, 6 years had passed, and I was still kind of running around, air dancing, if you will, not truly fulfilling what I'd been placed here to do. So I kind of reached a climax in my life where, or a fork road, a fork in the road where I had to make a decision. Here I am not getting any younger and understanding that it's either now or never.
Right.
And a decision has to be made. So in the middle of a 1-year job back in Pittsburgh where I was actually doing machining, running a gantry mill, being harassed constantly by my cousins out here on the West Coast, dude, you need to get your behind out here to get this music cracking.
Yeah.
I made a decision at that point, dropped everything that I was doing, quit my job, packed up my little Mercedes, and hightailed across the country. And it's been full steam ahead from the moment I touched down here in L.A.
Wow. And how long ago was that?
Good for you.
That was in September of 2010.
September of 2010. Yes, and it's been a powerhouse since.
Ever since.
That's amazing, man. It shows. It absolutely shows.
Hard work, dedication.
Tanique, I wanted to talk about a few of the people that and Chris, if you like R&B artists and you're into this, I'm sure that this is something you're definitely going to want to listen to. And not only that, but you will have a sense of appreciation for this. Tanique, who was it that you were in the studio with?
Just last week, I had the pleasure of meeting a very talented young man that the world got to meet, I believe, last year on American Idol. Who goes by the name of Joshua Ledet, an extreme powerhouse when it comes to the vocals. He actually cut a song that I wrote called Heartbreaker.
Mm. And amazing.
That was great.
And he demolished this song.
That's so cool, man.
Destroyed it. And we kind
of. Good for you.
Yeah, we anticipated that he would. But he's just one amongst many that I've had the pleasure of sharing the same atmosphere with in a studio environment. I've actually did a writing session about a year and a half, maybe 2 years ago, with the beast master of the rap game, Dr. Dre.
No way!
That was truly, truly an experience.
So good.
Wow.
Definitely overwhelming.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so...
talk about being overwhelming, man. Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah.
You've pretty much arrived when you get to sit down and talk to Dr. Dr. Dre.
Dr. Dre, wow.
Yeah, really.
We've just been extremely busy staying in the studio. I'm working right now with the drummer from Earth, Wind & Fire, John Paris. Putting in some studio work.
Yeah.
And so it's Runaway Train Productions. That's what I tell folks. Can't stop a runaway train. So.
Runaway Train
that
Productions.
Feels good, man. That feels good.
That's cool, man. It's
Friday. We went to the LA County Fair last summer. We saw Earth, Wind & Fire, and that drummer, he's just amazing.
Yeah. Absolutely. And he's also a very talented musician as well, not just on the
drums.
Yes,
he is.
He plays the bass guitar. Plays the electric guitar. plays keys. I mean, he's a well-rounded individual.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, I feel like to be in Earth, Wind, and Fire, you probably
gotta have
You gotta have Earth, Wind, and Fire. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Couldn't have said it better, man. That's perfect.
Well, listen, guys, keep up the great work.
Thanks,
you're
Chris.
Amazing. And I'm blown away. Just blessings and much success.
Thank you so kindly, ma'am.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We greatly appreciate it, and we always send you unconditional love, light, joy, happiness, and laughter straight from the vibration station's heart to yours.
Have a beautiful
Thanks,
day.
Thanks, Dave.
No problem.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye, Chris.
What an awesome caller. We love having callers like that. And
absolutely.
To have artists in the studio to hear from other people's voices that their work makes them happy is an unbelievable feeling. And Tanique right now...
That's why you do it, man.
Tanique right now, he's in heaven right now, man.
I'm honored.
He's honored. You know, he has a big smile on his face.
Well, we're very honored.
That's what inspires musicians, artists, to make more music.
Absolutely.
When they get to hear testimonials and listeners, you know, speak what they feel about the music, it means a lot.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Skaya actually has traveled on a few. He's done a few tours with Subrhythms of the Parallel Universe and a few other like really phenomenal musicians. And something that we've actually talked about, which all musicians share, is like, for all you out there, Josh really, really is an amazing trombonist. Really. No, I'm not. I'm being dead serious. Josh, like, shreds the trombone. Like, super crazy. Seriously.
A brass
so, like,
instrument, and he shreds it.
I shred a brass
instrument.
That's
pretty impressive.
if it's possible, he does it.
Jazz, man. That's where it's at for me. Jazz, hip-hop, classic rock, man. That's where I thrive.
It's class of jazz, a rock, a rap.
Very nice.
No, but I was going to say something that I feel like all musicians share, you know, especially like, you know, when you're on tour and like, you know, you're playing for thousands of people and you're like, you know what I'm saying? Like, to feel that response, to like, to get that energy of like, that confirmation, we were talking about, to get that confirmation that like, what you're doing is affecting people in a positive way is just, I feel like that's why you wake up. Do you know what I'm saying?
It speaks volumes.
It really does, man.
I try to share with people, and a lot of people call me I don't consider myself one, but a lot of people can call me a motivational speaker.
I see it, man. Mm. I love it. That's a wonderful thing to be.
I try to share with people, and it's a cliche that I developed maybe a couple years back. The greatest investment you could make is in another human being.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when you get the return, when you see the gratification in their eyes, it gives you that same type of gratification, knowing that not only did they achieve what it was they were seeking, but they asked you to help them get there.
Wow.
That is the greatest most exhilarating feeling. Yeah,
gives me goosebumps. Chills, man. It gives me goosebumps.
Overwhelming. It's beautiful. It's overwhelming. So,
wow. Mm. Tanik.
Yes, sir.
Man, just a golden boy, man. You're just awesome, bro.
Right on.
Love it, man. The energy is sporadic, dude. It's flowing, dude. Oh,
sweet.
I'm seeing colors, man.
Tanik, dude,
what did you smoke?
Whoa, bro.
No, I'm just messing around. I'm seeing real colors, man. I'm seeing the colors of positivity, man.
Yeah.
And change.
Positivity.
What are we saying, brother?
Oh, Tanik is a great singer, obviously. We all know that. But are there any other hidden talents that you might have?
Let's hear it.
Oh, wow. Well, other than the physical abilities that I developed and kind of sculpt over the years.
Tanik's a bodybuilder.
No, I'm definitely not. Not a bodybuilder. I used to wrestle.
Nice.
Played football my whole life.
Wow.
Don't ask me to do it, but I used to beatbox.
You know we're gonna have to ask you to do that now.
Tanik,
you can't, beatboxes.
Dude. You just threw yourself under the bus, man.
Right?
That's like saying I can
I don't do it anymore.
You don't know.
I haven't beatboxed in, probably since high school. So,
that's funny.
Yeah, but as far as...
It's like,
As far as hidden talents, I don't really think I have any. Not to...
Are they all exposed talents?
They're pretty much.
Yeah.
Everybody knows what I can do. I pretty much put it all out on display.
So nice.
Awesome. I actually got a question for you, too.
Let's hear it, brother.
From a little different angle.
Okay.
Because I'm a different angle kind of guy.
It's actually the title of one of the songs that we're working on. A different angle.
I picked it up.
There you go. Perfectly synchronous.
So you said that you were in the Air Force? What was the motivation for that?
Let me see.
Was it more of a choice,
or was it more of a push? Was it more of a obligation you felt you had to meet because of your environment?
Wow.
I truly
appreciate that. And I don't mean to be too deep or bottom of the ocean.
No.
But I'm a deep one.
You're on the vibration station,
absolutely.
Bro. Yeah.
I always had this, excuse me, even I couldn't understand it or explain it. But even before a football game, whenever we would, the flag would be raised and they would play the anthem.
Mm-hmm.
I always had this overwhelming sense of pride, you know, just being able to say that I'm proud to be an American. I'm proud to be free. I'm proud to be who I am. I can get out on this football field and display my ability.
Yeah.
I can go home and love my family. I don't have any restrictions. I don't have to worry about anybody breaking into my home and trying to violate me or my family or take advantage of us.
A blessing, yeah.
So I've always had this sense of pride when it came to America. After I graduated high school, went to college for a year to play football, as well as wrestle, decided I didn't want to do that. So I said, well, I need to do something. Can't go back home because my grandfather's not gonna let me. So I looked to the military.
Okay.
What better way to show my appreciation for the protection that the men and women before me have provided, the blanket of protection that they provided. So now the torch or the baton is being passed to me.
Mm.
It's my turn to be responsible. And provide a certain level of protection for other people.
Beautiful. And so, thus coming from that experience,
yes, sir.
And then finding your passion, you've always had a passion for music.
Always.
Going through your whole life. And so, going through those scenarios,
yes, sir.
And experiencing all of your experience, yet still having this deep passion for what you truly loved and wanted to do.
Sure.
And thus following that, do you have any advice for people that are on that road?
Follow. Timing is everything. And I look at time as life. Once it's gone, you can't get it back, so don't waste it. If you know that you have an ability that can sort of pave the way for you, don't sleep on it. Don't waste time with it. Trust your first gut. Believe what you believe in yourself. Believe in what it is you can do. I can't count the number of stories or people that I've had approach me. Even when I was over in the desert, I joined a choir over there and tried to hide. Tried to hide out in the background because that's what I like to do. Really don't like to be out in the forefront. Well, I didn't like to, but the Bible tells us that your gift does and will make room for you, so you can't hide.
Right.
So many people would approach me and ask me, dude, what are you doing here? What are you doing in the military? What are you doing over here in the desert? You need to be somewhere making money with the with the vocal skills that you have.
Yeah.
And I kind of procrastinated. I drug feet and so on and so forth. So to anybody out there who has an amazing talent, which whatever it may be,
right,
don't waste time with it, because once it's gone, it is gone. You can't get it back. Take advantage of what it is you've been equipped with and make it work for you.
Beautiful, man.
You are a motivational speaker.
You are motivational. Skaya, that beautiful question, man. And
awesome
Tanique,
question.
Beautiful answer, bro. This is great. This is what the Vibration Station is all about, guys. Just, wow, I think Tanique, it's just be called Tanique's Good Vibration Station.
A moment with Tanique.
A moment with Tanique. I think we're gonna have like Tanique's little like you know segment, man. We're gonna have like Tanique's motivational moment. That's badass, man. That's awesome. You know what? So inspirational and so true, so honest. I can't tell you how many times I have heard stories from people like, you know, I'm just not good enough. Oh, but look at how many people are already doing it. Oh, but it's going to be so hard. You know?
Yeah.
I could come up with 101 reasons to, like, not do a radio show and, like, stay in bed. Oh, dude, I have to hang out, man. I'm hungry. You know, like, I'm tired, bro. I partied last night. I don't know. I could come. But the thing is, like, I have one reason, and that's because I want to. I love to. I love being here and talking to the microphone and talking to you cats.
Absolutely.
And I love having the opportunity to have individuals and have the experience, like Tanique, to come in the studio and just feel its energy and be a part of that and share that. So it falls under the exact same field as what, you know, Tanique said about you really, if you have that passion and you have, which everybody has, I feel like every single human being on this planet has a drive in them, has something that they're passionate about. I just don't feel like there's anybody that just was born with not being excited about something.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, everybody's excited about something.
Absolutely.
That's life, man. That's light. Do you know? Like,
absolutely.
Excitement. Like, so, yeah. It kills me to hear people just throw in the towel and just be like, you know, I love doing this, but so many people already do it. But I'm going to have to invest so much money to even start it off. But it's like, you know what? There's other ways of doing it. Don't let money limit your happiness, number one. And don't let money limit the ability of what you can do.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Because that's another big thing. I've even been down on myself thinking like, oh man, well, like I'd love to get in a studio and I'd love to like make a recording. But dude, it costs like $2,000 like a few recordings. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Maybe like a week in the studio is like a bunch of money, you know? But then, like, I have friends with awesome microphones, and you make it work.
Absolutely.
Do you know? I'm like, dude, I want a music video, but that's, like, so much money. Like,
right.
Okay, I have a friend. I'm sure he'll give me a deal. You know what I mean? Like,
you hit up JM Media, Josh
JM
Morgan,
Media.
And I'm going to shoot your music video.
Absolutely.
That's
and,
what you got.
And that's just what it comes down to. And another thing, guys, ladies, gentlemen, lovers, friends. It's like, it's all in you. It's not that your reality, it's not that the outside doesn't let you do something. It's that you don't let your outside resonate with each other, right? Once you give in and understand that you actually, like, your path of least resistance, the path that you are meant to walk without resistance, is actually, like, the one that you're going to have the most fun on, and that's the easiest. And, like, you just need to believe in yourself. You need to allow yourself the sense of understanding that your thoughts become things. What you put out is what you get back.
Absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
Totally, man. Absolutely. And, like, if you're sending out, and Tanik, like we were talking about before the show, just how music has changed, do you know?
Completely.
Completely.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell us how you feel a little bit, just so we, like, get an understanding?
Well,
you should see his face right now.
Yeah, I think we could all just, like...
I want to tread cautiously, because I definitely don't want to offend no one. However,
right,
I am very opinionated, and I believe we are entitled to our own opinion.
Yes, indeed.
Music has changed dramatically in the last, I'll say, 10 to 12 years. And that goes from rap to R&B. I think it pretty much covers the whole spectrum across the board.
Right.
excuse me. It to me, it has become more of a image/marketing tool rather than people being elevated because of what their ability displays or shows that they can do. We have so many artists out there today who are just out there pretty much because they're marketable.
Right.
Not because they really have any talent. I'm not saying that their talent is any less than mine, or my talent is any greater than theirs, or from the next person to the next person.
Right. Right.
However, what I am saying is it's just a clear example of how music has changed.
Yes.
It's definitely not what it used to be. The TV shows, I'm not going to list any names, but we all know what they are that have to do with music. It's more so for the ratings, not so much for the people who are actually displaying their gifts.
Yeah.
Jennifer Hudson is a prime example, a vocal powerhouse.
Yeah.
So I think this reference is really going to confirm my affirmation or how I feel concerning music and what it has turned into today. One of the baddest female vocalists on the planet, and she several years ago was booted off of American Idol. I don't know how that happened. And I think most of America would agree with me.
Yeah.
But it did. And it just goes to show that it's really not about your talent anymore.
Right.
It's about, can we market this person? How much money can we make off of this person?
How much money can we make
pimp off this individual?
Yeah, seriously.
Because that's what it has turned
into.
It's a pimping business.
Mm.
And you have to determine right now if you want to pursue anything relating to music that you're going to be true to yourself, and you're not going to let anyone or any organization exploit you or use you, railroad you, run you over.
Yes.
And that is completely what has happened today in music.
It's been
exploited. It's a debauchery as well as a mockery to what music was really intended for.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more, Tanit. Couldn't agree more. The reason why I ask you that is what I was saying before. Now that we all understand, right, we're all on the same page. We all agree with that. Everybody in this room agrees with that.
Silence.
yeah.
It speaks for
itself. Speaks for itself. So, I love how you hold that, man. You harness that, Tanik. And I honestly, can I tell you what I see, brother? I see our world is changing, man. We're all aware that our world is changing. We're becoming more conscious of truth. Of, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I see you, like, you know, an artist like you, like, being the leading edge of bringing music back to its form. Tanik, honestly, man, I see you I see you leading that, man. Wow. I see you being like, listen, people, like, this is not real. This is not my heart. You know what I'm saying? This right here, listen to this, bro. Yeah, this is my heart. This is bad ass. And you know what? Everybody that listens to that, it's gonna be blown the fuck away, dude.
Absolutely.
You're gonna be like, oh my god, listen to this guy. And then people are gonna realize that music needs to come from the heart. Thank you, Tanique. You know what, guys?
Thank you.
This has been such an amazing show. There's nothing else that I would rather close this off. Did you say a little bit, hey girl? Was that the one we talked about?
She could be.
Listen up, guys. We're gonna.
We can't guarantee.
We don't.
Talk about marketing.
Yeah, talk about marketing. Just what we want to hear is an advertisement. Check this out, guys. We love you, the Vibration Station. Thank you so much, Tanique Montgomery.
Thank you
for coming
so much,
on
man.
The show.
Glad you guys had me.
Listen, you gotta check him out. Where can we find you, brother?
Twitter, Tumblr, Reverb Nation, Facebook, YouTube, TanikeMontgomery@yahoo.com. We're all over.
We're all over, man. Tanique Montgomery,
2013,
on the
take back of R&B.
There you yeah. Straight from the heart, guys. Always know that the Vibration Station sends you unconditional love, light, joy, happiness, and laughter. Thank you guys for everything. Thank you, Tanique. Keep on spreading this beautiful music and this beautiful energy.
Stay tuned for the music video.
Absolutely. Stay tuned for the music video, and y'all have a blessed day. See you next Sunday.
From your stare to your smile and everything in between. If I could paint a perfect picture, a fairy tale would fit you. Amazing what you've done to me.
Like
words to describe, I'm enjoying the ride. Cause all of the things you do, it's like I'm stuck in a dream. Don't try to find me, I wanna stay lost in you.